Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to our program. Tonight it's sponsored by Darren Luke Church of Christ, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. And we come on every Tuesday night at 7:30, and every Thursday night at 7:30. Tonight we have Bible questions and answers, and if there are any questions or anything someone would like to say, press button number one, and you can come in and ask your question or speak about that which you would like to speak about. We want you to know that we need to think about something, too. Let's look at America and look at what's going on here right now. In Genesis, the second chapter, verse 16, the Bible says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he brought and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now rape, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Rape. A miracle lesson to the Bible. We say we are one nation under God. Our Supreme Court needs to go back and keep reading this until they change their decision. The decision that they said God lied. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. Now, right here in the book, God created the man that he can leave his mother, his family, and cleave unto his wife. Two men getting married, how they gonna cleave together? How they gonna leave their parents for to get another man and cleave together? Ain't nothing but a bunch of hell going on. Two women, how they gonna cleave together and become one flesh? No way. Under heaven will that ever happen.
And
go to hell. Hey, and anybody that embraced that is going to hell with them too. He created a woman for the man. They become twain, one flesh. They be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it and subdue it. What can two men, can they reproduce and can they replenish? Can they, what men can have nothing? Two men that call themselves husband and wife, all they can leave is a bunch of manure. That's all they can put out. It's nothing but manure. They need a lot of toilet paper. Amen, that's all they can do. And two women can't do nothing else but be there with each other. And if they do the opposite, just like men do men, they'll just leave some manure here, because two women cannot procreate and two men cannot procreate.
Amen.
The woman for the man told him to be fruitful, multiply Mother Earth, replenishing and subduing. We are on the way to hell as a nation. But we as members of the body of Christ do not ever embrace that foolishness.
Amen.
Us ministers do not ever put the stamp of approval on that holistic law that this nation has made. The nation that's going to destroy America. We have now become the new Sodom and Gomorrah right here in America.
And that,
it's going to be dangerous. Let this thing get worse. It's going to be dangerous for men to walk on the streets by themselves unless they can get a pistol or something, because men are going to be raping men like crazy. Those two little angels in Genesis, when they went to Sodom and Gomorrah, all of the old men, all of the young men came from all parts of the city to rape those angels.
That's right.
We better get ready for the hell to break loose in America. We just want to bring that out tonight and keep thinking about it and keep praying about it and keep speaking against it.
Yeah.
Brother Johnson, Brother William, who's next?
We were just sitting here listening to you preach tonight. But you certainly is right about this world is on its way to hell.
Amen.
Because this world This world is so corrupt. Sometimes you hate to even turn the news on to see what's gonna go on.
Somebody's
killing somebody. Somebody's raping somebody.
Yep.
They were showing two preachers today. One of them raped a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Wow.
Amen.
One of them said he had been in prison 3 times.
And
told to be a preacher now, a man of God.
Oh,
yeah. And he goes out and rapes a 13-year-old girl. No, 14-year-old girl.
Shame.
And then the other one, he did the same thing. I said, what is wrong with these preachers?
They ain't preaching.
Amen.
That ought to tell you something. That ought to tell the world something.
They're not God's preachers.
The God preachers
Amen.
Don't do that.
No.
We are in the business of teaching the lost to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Folk won't even listen to the Bible anymore. What is wrong with America? See, we can't talk about the other country, and America is dying.
Yes.
And shape funeral home picking up bodies every day and taking them to the funeral home. And they leave it here, like you said, Brother Bob, basket. They're not even trying to get it together. God tell us to do something, we get mad with God. Now, you know that pitiful. God wants to save the man, but the man must want to go to hell because there ain't been another one alternative. Either he do what God say or go on to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Pitiful. We can't rest at night for hearing something going on crazy.
Yeah.
Then we got false teachers.
Yeah.
They coming with their philosophy.
Yeah.
Trying to tell people what to do, and they ain't living right.
Amen.
It's a crying shame.
Wow.
Yes,
I'm talking about they God now and all that foolish thing. I'm the Christ and I do this and I do that. But ain't none of them got no power to save nobody. They can't save themselves, but yet they can save. They talk about they can save others and all that foolishness. They can't save themselves, but how they going to save you?
I'm going
to save myself first.
If you can.
Right. But I'm going to go out and save somebody else. Oh, no. God is the Savior of the world.
Amen.
God is the of the church.
Amen.
Ain't nobody the head of no church. No preacher.
Nope.
No elders and deacons.
Amen.
When the chief shepherd shall come, he will give you the reward in the crown of life.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
1 Peter 5:1-4. We got folks, they put Christ behind now. Oh, but the day coming. It's coming quicker
Amen.
Than we see. Because God is on the way. And he's not playing. And know what God said? When he comes, he says, I'm bringing my reward with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get our reward if we stay faithful to our God.
Yes.
You see, we got to stay faithful to God.
Amen.
Do you know man's got beside himself? He's mocking God.
Yeah.
He said, foolishness, and he know better. Satan is on the rampage. Talk about Satan ain't raging. Satan ain't doing nothing. Satan running to and fro.
Always.
Amen.
And Jesus asked him in the Old Testament, and Job, me and the wife are talking about it today. I said, what did Jesus ask Job? He asked the devil something, Satan, and Satan said, I'm going to run into and fro, seeking whom I may devour.
Yeah.
Huh?
Man.
He was trying to get rid of somebody then.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He tells you about things like a roaring lion.
Yes.
Seeking who he may devour. That word devour.
Yes.
Who he may destroy.
That's it.
He wants to destroy you.
Amen.
And he sure enough wants to destroy the church of Christ. He ain't worried about those out of the world, those denominational churches.
Mm-hmm.
Baptists and Methodists. He already got them. We trying to get them out of there, and he's trying to keep them in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to keep the world going so he can deceive the church of Christ.
Trying to deceive the Yes, sir.
That's what he's trying to do. We read that last night in Bible class, Leroy.
Right here.
And beginning at verse 4 through 24.
That's it.
And yet man say, well, it don't make no difference. What you talking about? Oh, man, we got false teaching all over the globe.
False Christ.
Yes.
False prophets.
And
will arrive.
Will arrive. They already have.
And show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the very elect.
They're trying to see.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It is getting worse and worse. Brethren, let me say this to you. If you got the truth, you stay with the truth.
Stay with the truth.
You
Amen.
Stay to cost you your life. It may cost you your life. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I can't say what's going to happen to you. I can't even say what's going to happen to me. But now we're going to have to take a stand.
Amen.
Yes.
To stand no matter who don't like it. If it's your own brother.
Amen.
If it's your own father.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to put it that way, but it's coming to that.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the Church of Christ. We gonna have to do what God tell us because the apostles went through it, the prophets went through it, and we're gonna go through it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Christ. The Bible tells me at 1 Peter 4, we're gonna suffer.
You will.
Amen.
Something on your face if you don't. Oh, you gonna face it, brethren. So we might as well just wake up and smell the flowers, they say.
Amen.
Some of us are sleeping on it. But it is for real.
Mm.
This is for real, brother. This ain't no play game here.
Amen.
The world is leaving hell in a handbasket, Brother Parker. Brother William.
Yeah.
Brother. We are leaving hell. God is calling, and people are dying overnight, and the next day you're here. You heard about so-and-so dying?
Mm.
No, man. What happened? Oh, he got killed. Oh, he got shot.
Yeah.
Robbed. Oh, he got this and that.
Mm.
God is
born.
Don't think God ain't with the church. Oh, he with his church.
Amen.
We got hope.
Amen.
If you don't have hope, brother, you ain't got nothing.
That's right.
You ain't got a thing in the world. You better hold on to your hope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hold on every day.
Yes, sir.
If I have to go by myself, brother, when I got to hold on.
Like the fight.
I got the book.
Amen.
The book is the only thing I got, Brother Parker. And if I hold on, I ain't got nothing.
That's it.
Huh?
Nothing.
God gave instruction.
Yeah.
And then we turn around and say, well, check our fist and God tell us, I ain't going to do that.
Mm.
I ain't going to follow that.
Mm.
That's too We got people telling us, Brother William, now, why does everybody preach over hell? Because there's a place called that. That's why we preach over.
Amen.
The Church of Christ book and preach over was ever in that Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
Preach over hell for a whole year. You ain't learned it yet.
Mm,
but I
make
sure before it's over with.
Yeah.
We got to preach this book. Bow down on the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Don't let nobody slide. They think they're sliding into heaven. That'll never work.
Nope.
God already got the door shut. See, you can't walk into heaven like you can walk into hell. See, you can walk into hell and say, don't care.
It's wild.
It's wild. There ain't no door to hold you back. But God got the key to his door.
Yeah.
He got to unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't no stranger walking your house, Brother William.
No.
And anybody hurt you and your son?
No.
No, sir. I know you ain't.
Mm-mm.
You ain't either, Brother Parker.
Lock the door.
No.
Well, that's what God did. He locked heaven. Now, when you come in, and if you his child, he gonna let you in.
Amen.
But if you ain't none of his child, you can't come in. Talk to me now.
Amen.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
You on the outside.
You on the outside. You on the outside.
That's it.
God is in control. Don't worry about it, brother.
Amen.
God got the flow. He got the got us still here.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes.
We appreciate of that.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
I thank God for that. I'm so glad that God was victorious in death.
Yes.
And rose from the grave. Oh, yeah. He rose. We got the proof right here in the book.
Amen.
Right here we can prove
amen.
It. He shed his blood on that cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we know. We know that he did it in John 19 and 34. He said blood and water came
yes.
out of his side.
Yes.
The life he gave at the cross. Huh? Acts 20 and 28, he's there for with the Holy Ghost made you oversee it.
Yes.
He's the church of God which he took the blood. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Huh? He took the church with his own blood.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lord.
Amen.
First Peter chapter 1 and verse 19,
yes.
he said we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is right. We got men today that want to follow the book. They want to follow everything, philosophy, all kind of foolishness in the world.
Yeah.
The world, like Brother Parker says, another Solomon Gomorrah going on.
Yeah.
Supreme Courts, they got all kind of things going on.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we better wake up. The Bible said wake up. Ain't no sleeping time.
Yes.
I'm talking spiritual now.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. And we want to get away with it. God is having it.
Amen.
God out of heaven and looking right at man's heart.
Yeah.
Man is, man don't even know what he's doing. Man done messed himself up with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
God, man, so much sin. Brother Parker's pitiful. Man just sinning,
amen.
Just sinning now.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to do better.
That's right.
Robbing and killing
amen.
And stealing.
That
don't want to do better. Want to go to hell.
Mm.
And you talk about the word of God to him. Oh, he want to cuss you out. Call you all kind of names. Oh, my pastor's this and my pastor's that. He don't even know either one of us right. He don't know what
amen.
He's talking about. We got to read the book.
Amen.
We got to go to the book to get the answer. Oh, that's right. Contend for the faith every day. Not on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to do it every day of our life. We got to do it all the way up to our laying down time and death.
That's right.
Fight yeah. Good fight of faith all your life.
Amen.
Because Satan ain't going to quit. And we see this. Brother,
yes.
God let them see it in 2017, and we ain't even got through the half of the year yet.
Mm.
We still working on February. Oh, we just got into February.
Yeah.
And people are just going crazy now.
Mm.
All kind of things going on.
Yep.
Amen.
Land to the radio land, to your house, to my house.
Amen.
From the White House to your house is trouble, Brother Parker.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
Got all kinds of problems. Even the new president can't even get it right now. Huh? No, he can't get it right. You know, I heard something today. Me and the wife were talking about it, Brother William.
Yeah.
And we were talking about world peace. I said, it'll never happen.
Never.
It'll never happen. Because if you read
never.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 through 11, he said, encourage the brethren.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We got to encourage one another to stay with the peace of God.
That's it.
The world can't give us no peace.
There's no peace.
Huh?
In the world.
The fifth chapter, verses 1, 2, and 3 says, the only peace is found in Christ Jesus.
Peace.
If you want peace, you want to be in Christ.
Salvation.
If you want peace with peace with God, you better be with Christ. That's your only help.
Get out of sin.
That's right, but if you don't get out of that sin, you going to hell, and that's just the way it is.
Amen.
And
amen.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
God is sitting there looking, and he ain't got to tell us anything. He gave us the book. We better start reading it if we ain't never read it.
Amen.
We better
amen.
Start it if we ain't never studied it.
Mm-hmm.
We better learn some sense from God.
Amen.
Not from
amen.
Man. I ain't learned nothing from Donald Trump.
No.
Donald Trump can't tell me nothing because he don't know nothing.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Anybody can read a book.
He don't know nothing what he should know.
That's right. Because if he don't know God, he don't know nothing.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Isaiah verse 6, he says, seek God first.
Yes.
Huh? We need to seek the Lord.
That's it.
We got to seek God every day.
Amen.
John 14. The Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
God is seeking and looking for worshipers.
That's it.
If you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing.
Amen.
I don't care how much money you got in the bank, how many cars you can drive. You say drive the one.
At a time.
At a time. That's it, Brother Will.
Amen.
Oh, they're just going crazy now.
Hmm.
I mean, when I saw this next day, Brother William, on the television, on the 4 o'clock news, two preachers now. We got two denominational preachers raping babies now. Oh, Lord. I said, this is pitiful. And then the devil here, and the devil ain't loose yet. When he gonna get loose? He already loose.
Already.
Amen.
Tear the thing.
He loose again.
And he done got so tough, he's going to come in the back door of the church of Christ and tell him, oh, y'all ain't got to worry about it. I got you covered.
Mm.
And he gets some in fighting against one another.
Deceiving.
Huh?
The very elect.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
We ain't fighting. Brethren, the Bible tells me in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 through 18, we got to put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
To fight the good fight of faith. We got to put the armor on and get the book and take it out and go forward.
Amen.
Everybody.
Yes, sir.
The rich, the poor, whatever you want to call them. Because if you don't preach it, oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We got to tell the world to get it right. Get rid of your sin.
Amen.
Come to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Get baptized into Christ.
Amen.
If you ain't baptized into Christ, you ain't going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus was told he had to be born again.
Yes.
Of the water and of the Spirit, or he can't even enter the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Too many people. I noticed something, Brother William, you notice it yourself. We got folks that die now. The preachers preaching more than the heaven now.
Yeah.
Denominational work in the heaven, regardless of the children, mothers, or whatever. Oh, Lord, have mercy. How can they sit there and lie like that? They don't have God with them.
That's it.
Amen.
God, Brother Parker, that's why they sit there and lie to the people.
Amen.
They study lying to them.
Yes.
We got families in those churches, and when they study lying to them, we tell them one thing and tell them the truth, and they go, right back to them. Well, you know what, preacher? My brother, my son told me that you ain't right.
Mm.
Well, what did he say? Well, he said, you've got to be baptized in the Christ. Oh, no, you got to do believe. They take John 3:16 out of context. They get all the stuff on belief, but they don't tell you how to get in. Huh?
Yeah.
They don't tell you how to get in. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of people believe, but they ain't in Christ.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, that little Bible tells me on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached that gospel sermon, he told these people what to do.
Yeah.
Him and the 11. He said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Christ, for the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Did it. They didn't waste no time. There ain't no time to be playing with God.
Mm.
When you got right, tell that fellow the truth.
Yes.
Tell him what Jesus said and keep getting up, because see, sooner or later, you either going to do it or you going to hell. One of the two.
Amen.
And they know all this.
Amen.
People talk about Jesus coming back in the flesh. That ain't what the Bible teaches.
No, sir.
Amen.
The Bible teaches that. If Jesus don't come back in the flesh, why did he die in the first place?
Mm.
Huh?
Amen.
He didn't die for nothing.
Nope.
He died for us.
Amen.
Because we're the ones supposed to be dead, and he the one supposed to be still in heaven.
Just,
oh, Lord, how can we sit there and not tell the truth?
Mm. Yeah.
Amen, and men don't want to even accept that. What more do we want? I tell you what we want, what we think we want. Here what we think we want. Well, now, God, you give me a beautiful home, a lovely wife, a few children, and a few nice clothes, and then I'll serve you. Oh, no, you can't make a bargain with God.
No.
You either serve him or you don't.
Amen.
Be on a bargain list.
Mm.
Well, I'll do this for you, God, if you do this for me. Oh, no, God ain't having it. Either you do it or you don't.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell.
That's it.
You either want to serve God or you don't want to serve God.
Amen.
Make up your mind. God is not going to come down here and make it a place. He gave you a choice.
That's right.
You are free agent. You can either serve it or go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is so plain. A fool can't even have a father. Isaiah 35, verse 8.
Yes.
We got people playing a game, trying to be so smooth and slick with God. And God is sitting there looking at us. See, God is in heaven. You got to try to get there.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Right there. Yeah, we ain't got up above our head yet. Oh, yeah, we in heavenly places. But if we keep sinning, we'll lose that.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Well, you can't play with God.
Mm-mm.
If you saved, you better stay saved.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You would only stay saved by staying with the book and prayer.
Amen.
If you don't stay with the prayer, you're going straight to hell. The Bible already told us what to do.
That's right.
God that lays down the rules and regulations from his word.
Amen.
And he's not going to take it back.
That's right.
If you die in your sin, you've had it.
Hmm.
Don't let death catch you in sin.
Mm.
Whatever you do, don't let death catch you in sin. We don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Amen.
You go and not pray with the sin you might have committed.
Mm.
And boy, move around there and look up and look down and say, oh, Lord, I'm in hell. And don't even know. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of us. We just got to stay prayed up.
Amen.
I done learned that lesson, Brother William.
Yep.
I learned that lesson quick.
Yep.
I got to stay prayed up.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the book.
Yes, sir.
I got to stay with God.
Amen.
People don't even want to follow the book. They got so far from the book, it's pitiful.
Yes.
It is a sad situation. When are we going to come out of that foolishness?
Mm.
Oh, Lord, help us. Help us to do
Amen.
Right. We need help down here, brother. Don't say you don't need no help.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
I mean, we need help bad, Brother Parker.
A lot of us.
Right.
Even a Donald Trump needs help.
Yes, sir.
He thinks he's got all these bills. These seven countries can't come over. But the judge stopped him today.
Yeah.
They can come over here because they got relatives over here. You can't stop people from seeing their people.
Yeah.
You see, okay, if Donald Trump stopped them from coming over here, how can we get the gospel over there?
Yeah.
We got to take something to the people. That's what I'm saying. I was glad when those judges got on TV and said, we can't have that. He went too far.
Yes, you can go too far.
See, he went too far. He was trying to be okay, but he went too far. He going to tell them, they said, come on back over here, and they had the green card. I was looking at the news today.
Mm.
And he talking about crazy talk. I said, I told y'all he's going to mess up.
Yeah.
You can't trust man.
No.
You better put your trust where it belongs. That's in the word
of
God.
God. Yes.
God can get you where you ain't never been.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
God is able to do it, brethren.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all, you got to do it lean on God's shoulder.
Amen.
God is tremendous.
Yes.
God is a God of fairness. He's a God of righteousness. He's a God of the judge. And he's a God of the God. And nobody can take his place. God is a spirit. And let's remember that. God is not a man.
Amen.
We know
Amen.
That. Numbers 23 and verse 19, and 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 29.
Nehemiah 8:8.
We got people talking about God is a man. No. Well, if God is a man, then what can God tell us?
Mm.
He can save us in the flesh.
God is not a man.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord. Jesus saved as a man.
Mm-mm.
To let us know something.
Yes.
But he was divine and human.
At the same time.
At the same time. He didn't change the style. He
is nobody
style.
Like
Amen.
And you know what? God is so good to us, we don't even see it sometimes. And we're supposed to be his children. Someone's supposed to be his children. See what happened? Satan will come along and blind you with a material blessing. And he thinks it's all right. But you know what? It ain't always all right.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful how you get those blessings from the devil.
Yeah, the devil.
Because the devil can give you some stuff.
Yes, sir. The devil bless you.
He can bless you because he knows what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows what you like. If you like money, he'll fix that for you.
Yeah.
If you like cars, he'll fix that for you.
Mm.
if you like to wear suit clothes and look pretty, as they say, oh, he'll fix that. That's to draw you from God. But the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, don't love the world. If any man love the world, he has not God.
Amen.
You don't have God if you love the world. The Bible tells you that. In James 4 and verse 4, James said, don't be a friend of the world. Because you'll be an enemy of God. Oh, hello, world. You'll be an enemy of God. You don't want to be an enemy of God. The one that keeps you alive from day after day, lets you walk on this earth, lets you see things, and you don't want to do what he tells you, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
You're with God. And I'm telling you this because I know. You see, all these old false teachers go for the play out. Don't worry about it. God will take care of it because he see what's going on. God ain't asleep.
Amen.
Just keep preaching that book. Just preach it to you. Knock them in the head. Just knock them in the head with it. Because that's why all the sins put me at, Brother Will.
Well, that's what he said for
man.
Yeah.
He got it all in his head.
And so he knock him in his head and something will come out of his head.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. Oh, I went to college and I got degrees all over the world. I don't care if you went to college 9 years of your life. If you don't know God, if the judgment, your degrees won't help you now.
It won't help.
Amen.
Huh?
No, sir. Okay.
Man, it's messed up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You can't. You're right, brother, but you sure can't praise God. God gave you the knowledge to have some sense, but you're abusing that. When you abuse your sense, you're in a bad shape.
Yeah. Oh,
preacher.
Lying on God, Brother John.
Oh, man, we got it all over the world. We got women, because we got both. I ain't never seen a city like one. While we at Brother Parker, we got more women preaching than ever before.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us preachers here.
Pastors.
And they got no husband, no wives, nothing, but they pastors.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
We even got a funeral director here, the woman, and she's a pastor.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well.
Well, talk to me now.
Yeah.
Got all kind of things going on up in here.
Amen.
I said, but when you ain't got to tell me, I said, look at my own eyes. A woman asked me one day, I ride my wheelchair, and she said, do you know Sister So and So? I said, who is she? She's Pastor So and So. I said, Pastor So and So. I said, who's that? And she said, oh, she got her old church, and she's a funeral director. I said, no, I don't know about that lady. I don't know about that lady.
Not according to the Spirit.
I said, I don't see that in the Bible here, man. She looked at me, her up, got in the car, Brother William. She wanted to hear that. Oh, God called me to be a preacher. I had a woman out here last year told me, Brother Parker, God called me to be a preacher. I said, what the word called in the Bible means, ma'am? Well, I don't call you a preacher, ma'am. No, you wasn't.
Nope.
No, you wasn't.
Amen.
Called. Well, I guess I better go. I said, lady, if it's the truth, why are you running? You ought to be running running from it. But you see, they think they're smart and they're foolish.
Yes.
Amen.
It's because they're not listening to what God got to say. But see, Brother Parker, they're going to want to listen at the judgment.
Yes.
It's going to be too late.
Too late.
Too late to listen. You listen now, and you may get to go to heaven. You obey God, you may get to heaven. But if you don't obey God, you're going straight to hell, and that's the way it is. And we're going to preach it sometimes. We're going to lay down that word on hell sometimes. Tell the folk why they're on their way to if they don't get right with God.
Yes, sir.
They got to get right. They stay in sin. Y'all didn't let them know that. Now, if you can't stand something, you don't want it in your house.
No, you don't want to be around.
Amen.
If you can't stand drinking, you can't stand smoking, you can't stand drugs in your house. I'm not talking about doctor drugs. I'm talking about street drugs.
Yeah.
If you can't stand it, then what you got in your house for? Well, what do you think about God? You don't want it in his house, and his house is heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Not going to be. And if he had an affair, the devil would go, well, I can go back up there and stay with him. See what I mean? Put priority where it belongs.
Yes.
God is real, church. We ain't praying to no false God.
Amen.
We talking to a real God.
Amen.
I'm talking about a God to keep you alive even though you got sickness.
Yes.
You may hurt. You may be in pain, but God still got your... See, what happened? You know what hurts you? All that's hurting you is your body.
Yeah.
Your body. 30 to 35. He said your body's gonna hurt, but he said about your soul.
All right.
Your soul is God got your soul in control. You know what Job was hurt? You know what I love about Job? He didn't complain about his soul hurting.
Nope.
He was complaining about his precious body because that was his irritation.
Yeah.
And Satan knew how to get to that. Satan thought he had it.
Yeah.
But he said, you talk like a foolish woman. He told him the wife that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, curse God and die. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
No.
If you are your deathbed, you'll curse God and die.
No.
If you do that, you already gone to hell. Huh?
I'm telling you. Die ain't nothing. Get up your eyes.
Stand in hell. And you tell God, you curse God. He told me you talk like one of the foolish women.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You see, people don't know what you're talking about. Well, yeah, we hurt. We all got our pains and heartaches and problems.
Human problems.
But we go on and keep dealing with them.
Yes.
Because God has got the soul in control.
Amen.
If you got Christ, you got it all. Huh?
Amen.
You more richer than the richest.
You
victorious over death.
Amen.
Amen.
With me.
Yes.
God has brought us out of death. We ain't got to worry about it no more, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through 10.
That's
we don't worry about it no more. All we got to do is
Amen.
Live.
That's right.
And stay with the book. Stay with the book and stay with prayer, and you got it made. Because God can bless you with most stuff than the people on earth that got it.
Oh, yeah.
You see, let me tell you, God will keep you with food.
Yes.
He gonna keep you with clothes.
Yes.
He gonna keep you with a shelter.
Place to stay.
Huh?
Yeah.
And God looking for worshipers. He ain't looking for rich
Amen.
Folks. If rich folks can go to heaven, Donald Trump is all his way there.
Yeah.
He got his baby shade. He got nothing to sit back and relax on it.
Yes.
God is kidding. He should have been up there long ago.
Yeah.
But his money didn't buy heaven.
Don't buy heaven.
He went to hell like anybody else. He didn't obey God.
Yeah.
He lost. I don't care who he is. His daddy was lost. All the family nearly lost. Because they thought they fucked the thing. Your body is no good when it comes to a God.
Amen.
And Solomon was the richest one in the world.
Died and lost.
And so, you can get something, Brother Parker, and be just content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got people more and more. All you hear people say, Lord bless me with this. Lord bless me with that.
More.
They never said, Lord bless me with some sense.
Nope.
Some common sense to learn how to serve you.
Yeah.
Ask God
Amen.
For
God.
Ask God for peace in your life.
Yeah.
Ask God to help you to make it through the day.
Thank him for blessing you.
Amen.
For blessing to waking you up this morning.
Yeah.
Now you go up somewhere now. If you do that, you got it made in the shape. God will take care of his own, like you said, Brother Parker. He will take care of his own.
Thank you.
He took care of the children of Israel.
He did.
Huh?
Amen.
And he will take care of the ones today. He's the same God. See, they don't different God.
Nope.
It's the same God.
Amen.
He bless you beyond your measure. All you got to do is stay with him.
That's it.
Keep thanking him daily. Keep praying to it daily.
Amen.
Don't quit praying. Just keep on being righteous in Christ.
That's it.
See, if you in Christ, you is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But if you outside of Christ and try to be righteous, it won't work.
Amen.
Hold your hand. Huh?
Yes.
And he'll let the devil do that for you because the devil will pretend with you and then turn around and stand in the back.
Mm.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, it's right.
Yes.
This book ain't going to never change.
Not Amen.
Verse 6, I am the Lord God. I change not.
Yes.
Even my brother will.
He can't.
Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10 to 18, so I can't even lie. Now, ain't there something?
That's it.
So we don't
Amen.
Lie. We know that devil is lying to. The Bible tells me in John 8:44, so he's a murderer, a liar, and everything from the beginning.
From the beginning. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Say one word. He said, he shall not die. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And man been died ever since. Change
the truth of God into a lie.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then we talking, well, you know. No, we better get it right.
Amen.
See, I love what God did. So I said, now you had my servant to follow your law. Well, I got a plan now for it. And see, God knew it because I was going to set the church up.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Well, that's so wonderful. You yep. set the church up, Brother Parker.
Praise
that's what's so good
Lord.
About it. We all can be a member of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
He set up. He set no churches. He said the Church of Christ.
That's it.
Let's call
Amen.
It what it is.
Amen.
The Church of Christ. We are into Church of Christ. We ain't into no Baptists and Methodists and Catholics and Jehovah's Witnesses. These are not the churches of Christ.
Dude.
Those
Amen.
Are the devil churches. And the devil filling them up by lying to the people.
Amen.
Go there with the church. Get with it.
Amen.
Job with your Bible. If you get a chance to turn the church around, like Brother Keeble and all them there, brother, you doing something good for the Lord, because the Lord's going to make
Amen.
Money. And he's going to tell you how to do it, and you going to go in there and preach that same message that Peter and Paul and all the rest of them preach. Don't never change God's word. Preach it just like it's wrote in the book. If it says baptism, you baptize the boat if you can.
Yeah.
Somebody is going to be baptized.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You got a lot of folks.
Amen.
Better get it right.
Yeah.
And we better get some folks from out of there because some of them are our people.
Mm-hmm.
And they died in
yeah.
hell.
Yeah.
You don't want to see your people go to hell.
Amen.
You got to get them out of there.
That's right.
You see, I think about your brother, Brother William.
Yep.
I want to help the brother. I don't want to see the brother go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He's my
Amen.
Brother. You can't help him. We got to show him why he's out of there.
Yeah.
Get him straight.
Admonish him in the faith.
Amen.
If you can't do that, then we got to leave below.
Amen.
But if we can talk to him, let's get him straight. We got a lot of brothers in the churches of Christ that got to come back to Jesus.
That's it. Amen.
Got to come
Amen.
Back to him. You want to be saved? You see, John, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul said, expressly in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. He was not talking about a building. He was talking about himself. He was talking about they're going to depart from me.
The truth.
They're going to depart
right.
from the truth. They're not going to stay with it.
That's right.
So we got to go get our brothers and bring them back to the truth.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God said. So look here, brother. This is what the Lord said. You got to come back. Galatians 6 and 1 said, when we go to there, we got to tell them, brother, you got to repent.
Yeah.
And come back to God.
Amen.
Back to the preacher. Back to the elders and deacons, to God, and then we can turn their heads and turn them around, we're doing something.
Yeah.
We're
Amen.
Doing something for the Lord. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to tell them. He told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 7 and also in Jeremiah chapter 1, he said, go tell them what I said. That's what we're to do.
Yeah.
Quit trying to fill up every building in the world and go out and teach the people. You'll see what's going to happen. You'll see Satan, you think Satan better now. Trying to tap and say, oh, you and Satan going to really have a fight then.
Yes, sir.
But God going to intervene for that. And you keep right on pushing. See, that's how God wants. See, you going to do something for God, go tight. Don't go like you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
Got your sword in your hand, keep walking. Satan can't win against the sword. The sword will cut
Ooh.
Up. You can cut Satan that way, but loose.
Hebrews
chapter 4, verses 12 to 13.
Yes, sir.
The sword is sharper than any two-edged sword. You ever seen a knife? You can kind of drive them. People used to be out there in the world. They say, I cut so and so up. They ain't but a loot. Whatever you do with the devil. Cut him up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Cut him out. You got the scriptures in your mind and in your heart. And you got the word in your hand. So, look there. Listen to what the Bible says. And drop it on them. And, you know, they're going to do it. They're going to say, oh, man, I got to go with that man. That man knows too much of God's word for me.
Yeah.
He's going to run.
Amen.
Jesus tell us in Matthew 4, chapter, verse 1 through 11. He said, it is written. He talked to Jesus. Jesus said, it is written. Jesus kept telling him, it is written.
Amen.
That's right. Satan could not handle the sword. Keep preaching the sword.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. Preach the sword.
Yeah.
The word of God is the sword. And cut you, if it don't cut you some more, it must be dull. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want no dull sword because the man will cut you up.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
The word of God is just what it is. And see, we study the Bible, and everybody, I noticed something about the salvation. I don't do this here, but when it runs the Revelation, say, well, we're going to see what Revelation say. Well, brother, the Revelation say this is They don't realize Revelation was a symbolical book.
Yeah.
It was a book that's already completed with all the other books go together with that book.
Yeah.
That's what it's based on.
It's written in the code.
You're right.
You gotta decipher that.
And you don't take one book out of context. Well, I'll take this scripture and put out. No, sir, no math. You got to get it all.
That's right.
Amen.
Excuse me. That's what the book of Revelation is really deep into. But we got folks who take scripture. They'll take Acts chapter 2 and say, well, see, they did it on the Pentecost. They did it on the Pentecost, so we're going to take Pentecost.
We're the Pentecostal church.
We're the Pentecostal church. We can do the same thing the apostles did. We can raise the cemetery still catching them.
Brother John.
The cemetery still catching them.
Yep.
Now, talk to me. I'm coming everybody going to the cemetery. Mm. And then they're cremating the bodies now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Bible is right. And we talk about, well, I go to the I told a man one time, Brother Wheeler, I said, if you can get me up, get me up. I said, well, how come y'all don't go to the hospital to get them up?
Yeah.
Go to the hospital and get them up.
Go to the nursing home.
Go to the nursing home, get them up. Go to the nursing home, get them up. Well, no, you say you got the power like the apostle. Huh?
You lie.
I catch him a lot. Just like when I was going out to the presence, the brother told me, hold me up, never the church of Christ told me, I can get y'all to win y'all some brother, here I am, do it. But he couldn't get his son out about the grave. Oh, hello.
Oh, man, I got
bombs on him, brother.
Neither one.
I mean, couldn't move his son, can't move me. But yet he can raise the dead. Oh, Lord have mercy. I can get you crazy.
Yeah.
And they said, I mean, let the man talk crazy to him.
Mm.
I said, this is pitiful.
Man.
God is raising the spiritual man, not the physical man.
Amen.
When you get baptized, you are spiritually raised from the dead. That's what God's talking about.
Amen.
Let's go to the book and find out what he's talking about. Let's go guess what he's talking about.
That's your first resurrection.
That's it. That's your first resurrection. We don't even want to go that way, brother. But you know, they want to say, well, we can get you from the dead, man.
Mm.
Or we can get you up from the wheelchair. And all that old foolishness. I heard that so much when I was growing up. I was a young boy, little boy. And this man came up to me, looked at me, and he didn't even know me. He said, hey, son, I can take you and get you out that wheelchair. Well, I'm being a kid. I figured he could do it. I said, okay. I fell on the ground. I fell on the ground. He set it up.
Wow.
That was a little boy. I'm talking about 9 or 10, Brother Parker. I said, well, I can't stand up.
Amen.
And I said, now, you say you can do it then, and I'm back in the early
60s. Yeah.
He said, well, you have enough. I said, enough faith for three. I said, oh, I got the thing right then and there. And I'm going up. I said, one day, find out something. I wish you were living today. He come up to me with that. Boy, I beamed with the devil in the Bible.
You learned the truth.
I beamed so bad, he'll go here and he'll start and cry. But don't let nobody psych you out with all that old foolishness.
Amen.
This was God. God that gave you the book. All you got to do is read it.
That's it.
And study
Amen.
It. Don't worry about it. I'll get you up and I'll heal your body. You know? Let me tell you something. God is not in the healing body. He's in the business of healing souls.
That's what he wants to do.
That's what he wants. He wants the soul back.
Right.
He don't want the body back.
No.
The body comes from your earthly father.
It's corrupt.
It's corrupt. It's going to do all kinds of things.
Yes, sir.
But your spiritual body, your spiritual man, God can save that.
Amen.
He can save it. You can let him just have it.
He's going to give it a body.
He's going to give it a better body than your father gave you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen.
We got the will. I can see the point, but I don't see the word. Well, the word is right there. Your faith. All you got to do, I tell you what to do. God's so good with it. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, I'm going to build you a house.
Amen.
Not with man's hand. Huh? I'm going to give you a new body, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
That's what the Lord said.
From the Lord.
From the Lord. He didn't say from no man.
Nope.
I'm going to give you a new body, and you're going to rise up.
Amen.
And you ain't going to never die. Hello.
Yes, sir.
That's the covenant I have in God. God word won't lie to you.
Amen.
They have a lie to you before
Amen.
You hit the ground and then you lay with it, huh? Because you're both going down.
Hmm.
The Bible is right, church. We are the church of Christ right here. Me, you, the better part right now is the Church of Christ. Oh, if everybody else gets it, that we stay with God, hey, we got it, baby.
We have come together.
Amen.
By the authority of Christ.
That's it. I have confidence that God goes take me home one day, Brother Parker. I have
Amen.
That confidence. I don't have no confidence in no man. I said God.
Yes.
Because
yes.
God has the power to raise it or kill it. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He said in Matthew chapter 10, at verse 26 through 28, he said, don't fear him that can kill the body.
Yes.
Fear him that can kill both body and soul in hell.
That's it.
Amen.
I feel bad. I feel God.
Amen.
Because, see, God can do both. Bad can do what? Huh?
That's all.
Yes.
About it. You want to go to heaven? Stick with the book. Stick with the book. I tell any gospel preacher. I said gospel preacher. Now, I know any preacher. But gospel preacher.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about
Amen.
God. Not the devil preacher, because they ain't going to tell you nothing.
That's right.
They don't know nothing. How they going to tell you something they don't know nothing, Brother Williams? They can't tell you nothing.
They don't know the truth.
See, that's what I'm talking about. They don't know, and they'll never know. We have to teach them. They can't teach us.
Amen.
How they going to teach us? How they going to teach them lies?
That's it.
Because they don't have the truth.
All
the
teaching is
huh?
Yes, sir.
They don't have the truth. You go to the Baptist church, first thing you say, all you got to do is believe. Believe in what? All you got to do is believe in God. But okay, I say I believe in God. Then what I'm going to do now?
Hmm.
And you can't even tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says believe and be baptized, and
yes.
you get saved.
Yes.
It says believe, well, he says be baptized. See, Jesus didn't leave nothing about his sister.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
He didn't leave nothing about Brother Parker. He said he that believe it and is baptized
Amen.
Be saved.
Yes.
See, we got to believe that God will save us through the watery grace of baptism by faith.
Amen.
And if
Amen.
Faith is, you ain't going to be saved no way. Faith got to be there with you.
Mm.
Your faith got to be in Christ.
Yes.
Paul's faith is in Christ. He argued with Christ. He did what Christ told him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Out of that Judaism teaching, and he was saved religion, but he was lost.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You see, what we look at what God did for him. He did the same thing for you and me.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Man.
If a David, he'll do for you.
Yes.
What he did for anybody in the Old Testament to the New Testament, he'll do for you.
Yes, sir.
God is the same God.
Mm-hmm.
He will save you if you stay faithful. In Galatians 3 and 27, he said, for many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Yes.
You ain't
Man.
You ain't none of his. See, that's why people try to be so smooth. I'm a child of God. They check them. If you really a child of God, so how you get to be a child of God? Know what, Brother Parker, they can't tell you.
No.
They can't tell you.
They can't give you no scripture.
That's right. That's exactly right. But 2 Timothy 2 and 19 tells us that
God
knows his own children. He knows his children. He said, all we got to do is depart from iniquity. Stay away from sin.
Amen.
Where you baptized. God knows his children.
Amen.
He knows every one of them.
That's right.
See, I'm wearing Christ's name. I ain't wearing Parker's name.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't wearing
Lewis's
name and all that. I'm wearing Johnson's name for right now on this earth. But when I go before my God, I'll have Jesus Christ's name. Oh, hello, world.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 5, at verse 23 through 25, he says, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body.
That's it.
Amen.
That's what he said to get right with. If you wear the name of Jesus Christ, you belong to him. I don't belong to the devil no more.
No.
I belong to Christ. I can't be the devil and preach Christ at the same time.
That's
can't
right.
do it.
That's right.
See, God can't live in the house with Christ.
Huh?
See, he can't live in the house with the devil.
That's right.
Because somebody got to go.
Got to go.
The devil got to hit the door. He said, when Christ said go, he got to know.
Go.
See, when I got baptized in the first, Brother Parker, the devil had to take a walk.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He had to take a walk, Brother Parker. Yes. Brother, will you?
Amen.
He had to take a walk. He couldn't stay there.
Nope.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Nope.
We are, if Christ comes back, he's coming back for his church.
Amen.
coming back for his church. He coming back for his church.
He ain't coming back for my church.
No, he ain't come back to your church, Brother William, because you got there.
That's
you ain't, none of us right now have no church. Christ is the one that has the church.
Amen.
Right.
The church and the only church, and we are the only church.
Yes.
And that is the church of Christ. You don't sit there arguing about it. Just accept it and go ahead on.
Amen.
Amen.
The kingdom is without observation. Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
The church belongs to Christ. I ain't got nothing else to say about that, brother, but to tell you like it is.
Yes,
the
sir.
Church of Christ is just
one.
We can run on that.
Mm-hmm.
We can run on that all day, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
God has blessed us. Thank God for the church of Christ.
Amen.
We ought to be just cried out and saying, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for it, because we're so happy with you.
Amen.
Any man that don't want to be in Christ has got to be a fool. Got to be a fool. But I say got to be. I don't want to be low. I don't know about you, brother. I don't want to be low.
Amen. Amen.
But see, I just try my best to stay away from it. If I could just read the Bible every day and still my knees 24/7, I just have to do it, brother. Because I already made a vow to my God.
Yes,
sir. I'll give up something to stay with God.
Amen.
Come on, God. Think about this. Give up something to stay with God.
Got
to
be some sacrifice in your life.
That's it. And there's a lot of things I love to have, but God said, no, I can't have it. I ain't going to get mad.
It ain't
God's will. Amen. What you get mad?
Well,
God is going to be happy. Don't worry about that.
Don't do that.
God will take care of you if you just trust him.
That's right.
Amen.
Shaq, Meshach, and Baby Goat, and Daniel, they didn't worry about nothing. They laid their life down on the line, and they ain't worried about that.
That's right.
Huh? They kept getting up.
Amen.
Amen.
By the power of God, they didn't worry about anything. Why are we worried? We got heaven, church.
You don't believe.
And when we don't worry, we ain't going to do nothing. We give up too quick.
That's it.
We give up too quick. Well, God ain't got me yet. God is already been. He started building your house.
Yeah.
You just keep working, and God will keep his promises. God said all promises are in Christ.
Hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3.
Yeah.
All spiritual blessings are in Christ. Ephesians 1 and 3. Huh?
Yep.
Church, all we got to do is stick with the book.
That's it.
Stick with the book and the truth.
Amen.
Brethren, I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Parker, or Brother Williams, and let y'all say something. Go ahead, Brother Williams.
Brother Parker.
Brother Williams.
Brother Johnson. Appreciate that. I'm looking in Matthew chapter 24.
Uh-huh.
And I wanna just share something with our radio audience. This is a night when we're hoping that folks will come on and ask questions. Brother Brown, is it anybody that has a question or comment that's on the line tonight have indicated anything to you? Brother Brown. Anybody with a question or comment has indicated anything to you? All right. Well, probably nobody wants to ask a question tonight, but I want to look at something here. In Matthew 24, beginning at verse number 4, Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you.
Amen.
The devil is in the world, and he's trying to deceive everybody, Brother Parker.
That's it.
He's trying to deceive the sinner and the church too.
That's it.
The Bible says in verse 20 that he has been loose for a season.
Uh-huh.
And he's going into all four corners of the earth.
Amen.
Deceiving.
Amen.
He's doing that right now.
Amen.
Bible already, look, God sent the letter to us to let us know. That's what the devil is going to do. That's what he's doing.
That's
and
it.
You know what? As Brother Johnson mentioned before, people are falling for it. Christians are falling for their deception. Listen, Jesus didn't miss us. He said, he went on to say, many will come in my name saying, I'm the Christ, and will deceive many. Deceive many who? Deceive many disciples of Christ.
Amen.
He said, and you will hear wars and rumors of wars. He said, you are not troubled, for all these things must take place, but the end is not yet.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there'll be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these are just the beginning of sorrow.
Oh, Lord,
he said, it will get you into tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name. So, you know, it sounds like that the camp of the Lord is surrounded by the camp.
Right.
That's it.
Huh? All nations going to hate the church of God, the kingdom of God, the saints of God. He says, many will be offended. They'll betray one another, and they will hate one another. He says, these false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness, that is sin, will prevail, the love of many will grow cold. What love of who many? The love of many, the love of the disciples.
Yep.
Those who love God, he's going to change. The love going to change, Brother Parker.
Yes.
It's going to change. It's going to get cold.
Amen.
It's going to go to sin. It's going to be cold and dark. Darkness is sin.
Amen.
Darkness is against God. God is light.
Amen.
God is
truth.
See, it's going to change. He says, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
We got to endure.
Amen.
That's it.
The one that endured, he's not talking about those who live the longest.
No.
He's talking about those who are faithful.
That's it.
That are faithful unto the end.
That's it.
Whether it kill you or not, you faithful, even if it kill you, you're faithful to the end. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world. You know the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom has already been preached.
Yeah.
And it's being preached all over the world.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God exists all over the world.
It's
here today. The kingdom of God is with men. Yeah. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. The tabernacle of God is with men.
That's right.
God is dwelling
with
men. God is reigning. Christ is reigning over us in his kingdom right now.
Amen.
Christ is on his rule and his reign. His 1,000-year reign that he is doing is existing now.
That's it.
Huh?
That's it.
He already reigned over Satan 1,000 years to set it up for us. When he died and went into death, hell, and the grave, he took his blood, he took his power and authority, and he bound Satan, spoiled his house. He took and saved the righteous out of Satan's prison.
That's it.
He saved them out with his blood.
Amen.
Brought them back with his blood. And he buys us, and he redeems us, and he saves us today.
Amen.
Out of the kingdom of
Satan,
the prison of darkness, by the power of his blood.
Amen.
His blood redeems us. Colossians chapter 1, 13, we are translated out. We are taken out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of Christ.
That's it.
Christ reigns and rules over his kingdom right now. How is that, Brother William? He rules and reigns in the heart of men of faith. See, faith
Amen.
Is in the heart of the mind. We serve God through faith.
Amen.
Through faith, our souls have been saved because we have obeyed that gospel command to repent. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That's by the authority.
That's it.
Amen.
Authority of Jesus Christ. That we might be removed, have sin removed out of our life.
That's it.
That's how you get saved. You got to get the sin out of your life. Once you get saved, God comes in and he dwells with your spiritual man in the form or in the presence of the Holy Ghost, which is God.
Amen.
God is spirit. It's not two spirits. It's only one spirit.
Amen.
God is spirit. Holy Ghost is spirit. Christ is spirit. Listen, if you don't have the spirit of Christ, you are none of his.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is.
Amen.
And the Lord knows those who are his. We have the spirit of God dwelling in us. That's how God knows we're here. Because we got his spirit. Just like I know my children. My children have my flesh dwelling in them. They are my seed. That's how I know they're my children. They look like me. They act like me. They talk like me. They are my flesh. When you are God's spirit, his spiritual son, you have his spirit in you. You talk like him. You act like him. You live like God. But that's what about the church of God. And many don't understand it. Listen, you know why? Paul's teaching. He says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea and in the mountains, let him who in the housetop and go down and take nothing out of your house. Let him who is in the field not go back. But woe to those who are pregnant in those times and who are nursing in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Now, let's look at this. For then there will be great tribulation, and unless those days accomplish, there shall be great tribulation, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. God's going to bring this world to an end sooner or later.
Yep.
It's going to happen. But during the first of the first century, AD 94 to AD 98, during those tribulations, 30 to 42 months of tribulation, God was saving people. People were still obeying the gospel. But the world has always been persecuting. The devil has always been persecuting the church.
Yep.
He said,
amen.
If anyone says to you, look, here's Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great wonders and signs.
Amen.
And if possible, even the elect.
That's it.
We got false Christ, false prophets, false teachers right now. They doing all kinds of stuff. They performing wonders.
Uh-huh.
They got fake healers.
Yes.
That's right.
They claim to be getting people up out of wheelchairs, getting the people off their crippled bed, making the blind see.
Uh-huh.
They got folks claiming to lay their hands on you, give you the Holy Ghost, making people shout and scream and swallow their tongue. Their eyes roll back in their head, and they fall back and faint and hit their head on the floor. They kick and scream. They claim all of it is the power of God, and it is not. It's the power of Satan. Don't be deceived by it. There's some walking around today talking about, I'm the Christ.
Yep.
I'm the Christ. Well, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker,
yes.
My youngest daughter is presently married to a man. She tried to get her divorce, but she's presently married to a man. He told me he the Christ. He Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
You know he ain't the only one told me that lately.
Oh, Lord.
He ain't the only one told me that lately.
Amen.
Look, that's been asking questions on our program told me this week he is the Christ.
Lord have mercy.
Let me tell you something. God is not in flesh.
That's right.
The only thing that was in flesh that revealed God and was the Christ is Jesus Christ. He is in flesh no more.
No more.
And he has not been in flesh for over 1,000 years. But he is reigning over his spiritual kingdom as the spirit God. God, our Savior, the living God. We are the children of God. Faith. We are the spiritual children of God. We're not the fleshly children of God.
Amen.
We are the spiritual.
Amen. God.
But you got men walking around talking about they Christ. And you got men that's acting like they Christ, but they talking about they got a church.
Yeah.
You got men who supposed to be members of the Church of Christ claiming they got a church. They run a church. They own it, and they claiming to have members. And you know what? The truth is, it is their church. And those are their members. But the members of the Church of Christ belong to Christ.
That's it.
We must remember we are members of the body of Christ. I'm not the members of no man, nor his church.
That's it.
But you got all that stuff going on right now. Jesus said it was going to happen before he even died on the cross.
Yeah.
So why are we surprised?
Amen.
Don't be surprised, brother. People been doing that since before Christ said that he was going to build his church.
Yeah.
And since his church was established in 33 A.D., he has reigned and ruled in the hearts of faithful, obedient servants since then. He is a ruler, and we reign with him.
Amen, amen.
We
amen.
Suffer tribulation and trouble and persecution with him. We reign with him. And Jesus said, if you will suffer persecution with me, then you're going to reign with me.
That's it.
Amen.
We reign with Christ right now. 1 Peter chapter 2, he said, you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. We are already kings and priests, Revelation 1 and 5, unto God, our Father, and to Jesus Christ. We are already ruling and reigning with him in the church, the spiritual kingdom of Christ.
That's it.
But you have some who allow the truth because they don't have it. They don't know it. They're allowing the truth, Brother Parker, and they'll say that that's not so. That's not the way it is, Brother William. That hasn't happened yet. Jesus is coming back. Then you got some say he already came back. He already here. He here in the flesh. All of those lies, men are going to have to answer for. But God got the truth.
Exactly.
The truth of the matter. God got it, and God has given us the truth. We're not ignorant of the truth, brethren.
That's right.
Unless you want to be ignorant.
That's
we're
it.
Not ignorant. We have the truth. It's right here. It's written in the Word before us. We should study it. We should learn and know what it is. We shouldn't be deceived.
That's it.
That's what God expects of us. That's what we got to do.
That's it.
And I say tonight, those there some may be on the line tonight who need to know. But you know that if you know the truth makes you free from sin and condemnation.
That's it.
Romans chapter 8 says there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of eternal life. For the Spirit of life is in you. You shall not be weak. You shall not stumble. You shall not be powerless against sin.
That's it.
Oh, we need to. We got to exercise power over sin.
That's
we
it.
Got. You know what? We got to fight.
That's it.
The battle of Armageddon began on the day of Pentecost.
That's it. That's it.
It's been going on for 1,983 years, not 1,000. 1,000 years only represents a period of time.
That's it.
It's just a period of time. It's not literal, but it's still going. The Battle of Armageddon began when Christ's church was established and the servants of God began to fight for their eternal life. Many of them lost their physical life. They were punished. They lost their job. You know what, Brother Johnson? If I have to lose my job today to serve Christ, I just lost my job.
Just lost their job.
They lost their job. They lost their life. But they stood up for Christ. They confessed Jesus Christ, and they stayed faithful to God. They had to fight. But you know what? God didn't leave us without no protection, Brother Johnson.
That's right.
He gave us armor. In Ephesians chapter 6, he said, put on the whole armor of God.
That's what he said.
Why? Because in verse 12, he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not fleshly. They are not of this world. But they are mighty and powerful. They are the weapons of warfare by the power of God.
Amen.
He said, you got to throw on the armor so you can fight. What are we going to be fighting? Each other? It's not a fleshly fight. It's not man against man. It's not flesh and blood. It is not me against you, Brother Johnson. It's not me against you, Brother Parker. But our fight is against Satan, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against principalities that are against God. We are fighting against sin. And we have to use the spiritual weapons of God. If we weren't fighting, we wouldn't need no armor. woodly.
No, sir.
The fight has already begun, and it continues until we die and until Jesus returns the second time to redeem his church from the earth. Jesus has not returned since he left in 33 A.D. He has not returned to redeem his kingdom. And when he comes back, he will never set foot on earth. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're going to meet him in the air.
That's what he said.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, we're going to meet him in the air.
That's what he said.
Huh? He'll never set foot on earth. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we got to read this. 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse number 9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but also come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, seeing that all these things will occur, that all these things will be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting the coming day of the Lord, because on which the heavens will be on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we who are according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Brethren, all this stuff will be dissolved. All this corruption. We got a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah in the United States.
Yep.
It's going to be burned up. All that evil and sin, all those who are caught in sin, they're going to be burned with eternal fire. See, the fire of God, when it burns, it burns and it is complete. It don't waste no time. Look here. When God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah from the face of the earth, you ain't got enough archaeologists, geologists to go over there and dig it up because they can't find it. They've been looking for it for 100 years. Can't find it.
That's it.
It's disappeared. Listen, God's going to burn up this heaven, burn up these earth, burn up these elements. They're going to disappear. Seeing that that's going to happen, you need to start serving God because you need to be a part of the new heaven
and the new earth.
And the new earth. And that's the heavenly place where God dwells. That's where we're going if we serve God. But if you listen to men these days, oh, it's all kind of theories out there, Brother John.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got all kind of Christ out there. You got all kind of apostles out there.
Yeah.
Huh? You got all kind of faiths. You got all kind of pastors and preachers. You got popes and reverends and cardinals and all different kind of bishops. They've taken the word of God and made it into a lie.
Yeah.
A bishop and a pastor and an elder is the same spiritual servant of God in the local assembly.
That's it.
Christ is the chief shepherd. He is the chief pastor. He is the chief elder.
That's it.
He is the chief ruler. He is the chief bishop.
Uh-huh.
He is the bishop of our soul. He is the chief overseer.
That's it.
But you got men, they trying to be all of that, and they're not serving God.
Amen.
They are serving lies. They are teaching lies. They are speaking lies. And we got to know the truth and stay with it.
That's it.
We got to look in the old past. We got to check out the old ways. Huh? Those ways are the ways of God. This new stuff is going to get you in trouble, brethren.
Yes.
It's going to get you in trouble.
That's who is it?
Brother Parker, I turn it over to you. Close us out. Whatever you want to do with that.
Hello?
Brother Parker, I turn it over to you, my brother. Yes. You can finish us up tonight.
Yeah, you take it from there.
All right, okay. Well, what we're saying, in essence, is that there's only one church
in
the Bible.
Yeah.
And everybody's building their own churches. You got plenty of them. for they are not in the Bible.
That's
now,
right.
Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church, and
yeah.
the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
That's
see,
it.
Read, Christ has built it. It's here. But yeah. everybody want to get something, the name of that church and what you got to do to get in there and what all. No. All of our instructions are in the Bible. Acronym meaning basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Yes,
we've been instructed how to get out of Earth, off Earth here, before we leave it and go to the right place.
Yes.
All of us gonna die, but everybody that die ain't going to heaven.
That's right.
You know, die and going to hell because they're not even in the body of Christ. The church that's only in the Bible.
Amen.
And in that church, there are 5 steps you want to take out to hell. Acts 15:7, after there had been much dispute, and Peter rose up and said, men and brethren, you know how good while ago that God told among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should first hear the word and believe.
You got to believe.
Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of all those that diligently are carefully seek him. Then he must be willing to repent. Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And if you don't repent, you're going to hell. Everybody that does not repent going to hell. There ain't no way out of it. Then you got to confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. Jesus said, whosoever confesses before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Then last but not least, you got to be buried in the water of the grave of baptism. Acts 2:37-38. And when they heard this, they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, for all your past sins to be washed away. And you live a good life until you die and be in Christ Jesus, and heaven will be your home. Not only that, you will live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Everybody on Earth, they're here, but they're not living a wonderful life.
Yeah.
And the way you can live the most wonderful life on Earth and live an eternal life with Christ is by doing your basic instructions before leaving Earth. What God has told us what we must do. We've got to do it here, live here right, and die and go to heaven and walk on the streets of gold in heaven. You see, we can be blessed here. If you're a member of the church and doing the right thing, you will be blessed here on earth. You live the finest and most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, then die and go and live eternally with God in heaven. That's the beautiful thing of the church. And that's why Christ came here, shed his blood, that we all can have a right to the tree of life. We can live in his body, in his church, and we can live and be glorified and blessed here on planet Earth, then die in Christ and go to heaven.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Because you can see some things happen on this earth, how people just live like a bunch of aliens and die, and you know where they're going. You know it. You can see all of the shootings, the killings, the dope, the everything. All this wicked mess. Satan's mess on this thing. You have to be in Christ and live and walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
That's right.
And live that life and have a most wonderful life here on planet Earth. And then die and go and live eternally walking on the streets of gold. Amen. Eternally.
Amen.
In heaven. That's what we're about. That's what the church is about. That's why we must do as Christ has instructed us to do. The Bible is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. You follow those instructions there, live a most wonderful life on planet Earth you could have ever lived, and then you leave here to go to heaven. Amen. That's what it's all about. And we would hope that everybody would do that. You know, but most people don't want to. They think that any church will do. No any church in the Bible. There's only one church in the one Bible. And we have to get in that church, live right, and die and go to heaven and be with God. live a blessed life on planet Earth. People will talk about you when you live that right life. They'll be talking about you, you know, after you die here on Earth because of what you have done and instructed and how you walked in the footsteps of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the Church of Christ closer to you right now. If you're close to one, get to it. Go and obey the gospel, and God will bless you, and you'll make it. Is there anyone else here without not grab something to say? If, go right ahead, right now. If any brother, you're through with our all of our preachers are through right now.
Oh yeah, we have preached the word, man.
Okay.
And get ready for another one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a wonderful night tonight, and we want you to know that. It's been a wonderful night. Yes, sir.
Nothing else.
That's all. You hear the truth. You hear the truth. You don't need to obey it if you haven't obeyed it already. Go to the Church of Christ close to you and obey the gospel of Christ. We're going to ask you, Brother Williams, will you give us a closing prayer? Please, prayer. Please, sir.
Thank you, Brother Parker. Thank you for teaching the gospel, man. God,
yes, sir.
Our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
God, we thank you.
Amen.
Time that we've had. We're trying to teach men your most holy will.
Yes.
Amen.
How we all are to live.
Yes,
we're not just
yes.
talking about God, but we're living it. And that's why we can talk about
Amen.
It. You know, talk about something. And you can tell somebody about something that you have experience with yourself. We have to experience
Amen.
Your love by living the life.
Amen.
And we're encouraged,
Amen.
Admonishing men to do the same.
That's right.
Thank you for
Amen.
This blessed opportunity.
Amen.
Thank you for your word.
Amen.
We have as a guide and a shield and a sword
uh-huh.
to fight with. Thank you, dear
Amen.
God, for the truth.
Yes.
Because only the truth
Amen.
Can save us and
Amen.
Set us free from our sins.
That's it.
Thank
Amen.
You to Jesus Christ, who makes it all possible by being that sacrifice for sin
Amen.
That we need
Amen.
In order to be able to make peace with you and to meet you, dear God, in the judgment in peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The church is not going to be judged in that great day. The church is going to be saved and redeemed from this earth.
Oh,
Amen.
That day. Only those who have died and have not submitted themselves to your will, have died and have not been found righteous in your sight, those will go to hell. They'll
Amen.
Be punished in eternal damnation. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Help us as men of faith, men who are truthful, men of sincerity, help us, dear God, and may we always do your will. Help people to be honest with themselves.
Amen.
Dear God, and accept and receive and believe the truth before the everlasting
Amen.
Day.
Yes, yes.
Forgive us.
Yes, bro.
Those of thy children. You know, you don't hear
Amen.
Sinners. But if we be a worshiper and do your will,
uh-huh.
God, help us, because we sin many times and sometimes not even realizing it. But we're asking you, please forgive us of our sin. Help us to be
Amen.
Complete and sinless in thy sight.
Yes.
Do it, dear
yes.
God, by the blood of Christ,
yes.
our spiritual blessing in Christ.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we give thanks.
Amen.
Good night, Brother Parker.
Good night,
John.
Brother Brown.
God willing, we look forward to seeing you all
on next Tuesday.
On Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday. Yes, Lord.
All
Amen.
Right. God bless you.
God bless you all.
All right.
Amen.